Okay, we're going to learn Shema Yisrael now. Shema Yisrael Zion. We're going to go over Perek Kaf Aleph. We're just about finished Perek Kaf Aleph, but now we're going to go over it very quickly. We're talking about a case where a guy died and his body is here, and you recognize who it is, but it's a case where 3 days make a difference, and you don't know if it's 3 days or not. So it seems to be someone, but it's in a way that halachically, if 3 days went by, you can't know that it's him. His features might have changed, so you can't know that it's him. Okay, so if there's a safek, the machlokas. And the pashtus of the machlokas is whether the 3 day limitation is midiraisa or midirabanan. If it's midiraisa, you have to go to chumra, and if it's midirabanan, you can go to kula. The Taz asks Akasha, why don't you go bosacheskas chai and say that, let's call him Ruvain. Ruvain died at the, it's within 3 days. Like every chazak of the Meikara. So why don't you say he died later rather than before? And Mamela, it's Ruvain. Cheskos Chai. So the Taz talks about Chazaka Sui Lishtanos. There really is no Cheskos Chai. It's not that great a Chazaka. And it's sort of Harei Meis Lefanecha.
So he's borrowed.
I don't know what you're reading from.
The Rav just said this morning. Was the parents of the
Taz?
Taz
says that, yes.
Taz.
Is that?
I know. Is it? What does that mean?
Chazakasuyu Lishtanos?
No, I'm saying, is that Suyu Lishtanos? So is that the same as saying someone is borrowing?
No, no. You're talking about the last
thing
you
went? No, I know.
Chazakasuyu Lishtanos was this might have been a gimbal.
The Russian of the Taz was Mitzvah Sol Meis, Kevin Chisofo.
Yeah.
So I would never understood the word.
That's because it's not Thanos. It was always Omeid to change. You don't say the principle of Chazaka to something that's Omeid to change.
First of all, you don't say
Because
Chai.
We know he's
going to
die.
You don't say a person's alive,
is
he
going
to die?
He's dying. He's alive now. Maybe
Lamiza,
you know, we're talking about if you see dead and you're clearing about when he's dead, does he have a chazaka to make kara? Lamiza is based on Lamiza, you know, you don't think that a 35-year-old dropped dead of a heart attack.
That's
Lamiza. We're talking about if someone died and you don't know when he died, you have a chazaka.
Okay.
So, but the Shmaitzud holds that chazaka Yerushalayim is a perfectly fine chazaka, and therefore he doesn't like the ties of terrorists.
He explained that it only applies to whether it's a side of his man or whether he's alive or dead. It can apply to Zaka whether he's alive or not.
Okay, fine. But it doesn't apply here.
Okay.
And as to the kasha of the Taz, so he says the simplest teretz is that you have a cheskos eishes ish against that, so the chazakas cancel each other out. And you're blind with a suffix. That's my defense. But he brings down the Beis Shmuel's teretz and says that, well, what's going on here? Ruvain disappeared. You don't know where Ruvain is. You see this cadaver and you say, it looks like Ruvain. But we don't know if it's 3 days or not. So he says, what do you mean cheskos chai? I have a better cheskos chai. You know I'm understanding the Beis Shmuel's teretz. I have a better cheskos chai. This is from before 3 days. It's someone else. And Reuven's alive. That's a better cheskos chai. We won't just talk about when Reuven died. We'll say Reuven didn't die. He's chai. He has a cheskos chai. You have a suffix if this is Reuven or not. So let's put Reuven on a cheskos chai and say he's alive and this is someone else. That is the Beis Shmuel's teretz. The Noid Behuda comes along. Noid Behuda comes along and says, Somebody died. I have a teretz, by the way, to that kasha, but I think he's going to say it later, so I'll control myself and we'll learn the teretz later. I mean, Reuven has a chazaka. Somebody doesn't have a chazaka. Mm-hmm. That's what we'll see. Anyway, that's what the that first says he doesn't understand the Beis Shmuel. Someone died. So what do you mean Reuven has a cheskos chai and he's alive and kicking? and this is not Ruvain. So then this guy died. Somebody died. Someone left his cheskos chai. So why is this guy, who was obviously at one time alive, why is saying this guy left his status quo matzav? Why is that odif than saying Ruvain left his status quo matzav? That's the Noi de Behuda's kasha on the Beis Shmuel's teretz to the Taz's kasha.
So now you have three cheskos chais in the game. Now you have the cheskos chai of Ruvain, which tells you he's still alive. You have the cheskos chai of the cadaver that tells you he died within 3 days, and you have the cheskos chai of the
other guy. Yeah, but those are sides of each other.
Those are sides of each other. What?
Because if he died within 3 days, it's Ruvain.
No, but that's the
cadaver. If he died within 3 days, it's Ruvain. They recognize him as Ruvain. So you can't say both.
No.
There are three chazadas being discussed.
Yeah. And the third one is the cheskos chai of the other guy that you want to say this will have to be if it's not Ruvain. And so that's that.
Well, he also had a cheskos chai.
Yeah,
somebody
died. I don't think of it that way.
I think of it the way Pesach so succinctly put it. Somebody died. Somebody left their chazaka.
Well, that guy also had a cheskos chai.
Yeah.
So that cheskos chai, the Ruvain's cheskos
chai. Why is it on there? Why are you better off in Hilchos Chazaka saying that Pliny Almoini died than saying Pliny Almoini also has a cheskos chai? He was alive. And he died. So Ruvain died. Like, what did you gain? Someone died. The Noi de Behuda then says that maybe the other guy, Mr. Pliny Almoini, really didn't, maybe he suggests, didn't really have a cheskos chai. That's what he suggests. And it's based on an idea that comes out of a Gemara with a treifa. You shechted an animal, you found out it was a treifa. It's called chazaka shalai nizbara or b'shaita. To establish chazaka, it had to have been huchzak. The matzav had to have been huchzak. We know what those words mean. We've talked about such words throughout learning Kmaitzah. The matzav had to be huchzak. And if it was loinus bar or b'shaita, the matzav was never huchzak. Ruvain, we're talking about good old Ruvain. We know he was alive. A faceless person that we don't know who it is. So you can't really use chazaka because it was never established that he's alive. The Noi de Behuda then quickly says it's no tushtel. Because by the behema, you're talking about a matzav that was unable to be misbarer. It was impossible to be misbarer. So the matzav was never huchza. Here, 1000% this guy was once alive. So maybe it wasn't Huchzak B'Shaitoi because we weren't dan on him. Like Rashi says about Eishes Yanai, Rashi says a Svara, that you can't use Chazaka if you were never dan on a person. But here, we know, there was a Cheskos Chai. He was Chai. So we only found it out now when we're looking at the guy. Because we didn't care about this guy before. He was a non-entity. But now that we're looking at a dead person, we know he was alive once, so you can't call, that's definitely called Nisbara B'Shaitoi. Call it Lamafreya. Call it, we now found out it was Nisbara B'Shaitoi. But you can't say there's no Chazaka if, in such a case where someone's dead, and what you're saying is, well, he was alive at one point in time. It's absurd. Of course that's called Nisbara B'Shaitoi. Of course that matzav was Huchsa. You want to know the case where he's coming from in his Havamina? Okay.
You can talk about this case. I'm just saying.
You can't call this man as Barab B'Shaitoi if it's a thousand. He was once alive. It's more than 1000%. He obviously was once alive.
Logically, it has to admit.
More than logically, it was.
It had to be.
The guy's dead. He obviously was alive.
He hasn't been alive.
No, it's more than that. It's logic. Logic.
Compelling logic. That's exactly what I said.
Even more than compelling. Compelling is compelling. Right? Now we have a third doctrine. It's reality.
It's better than the cow. The cow is also for sure not a trefa.
No, it's not. It could have been a trefa. You don't know.
It was longer than 12 months.
But it was impossible to find out at each point in time. So when it's impossible to find out, no, here you only didn't declare about this guy.
1,000% true about the guy that wasn't in the paper, right?
Yeah, that's not, so maybe that's not the point. The point is there, it was always a matzav of suffering. And it's a schadish later than it's not a treifa. Here, you just never bothered looking at Reuven. You never bothered dealing with him. But he obviously was alive.
By the cow,
if you would have been down on the cow at any point in time, you did not know if it was a treifa or not. Okay. We're going to pick it up now in the text. At the end of Perek Chabalov, towards the end, Uladidi le kasha midi. Mike says, I have no problem with the Beis Shmuel. I have no problem with the Beis Shmuel. It's like Shnei Shvilim. And the Chalali. When we clear about Reuven, Reuven has a Cheskes Chai. When we clear about this guy, you know, there's a Cheskes Chai. There's nothing wrong. There's no serious on Chazaka. In other words, it's not as simple as he obviously is not learning the way Pesach so succinctly put it. Somebody died, meaning, no, I want to explain to you the longest of Pesach's cash. Somebody died, meaning we know for sure someone was Yotzer from their Chazaka. But he's saying it's no worse than Shnei Shvilim, where somebody for sure became Tameh. But when each person presents himself, you follow the Cheskes Torah. So here also, declaring, is Reuven dead? He has a Cheskes Chai. This guy who has a Cheskes Chai in the past, declaring when he died.
But isn't the past like the Yachad? If the two, but the past, if the, both people came together.
Yeah, this is not called they came together.
That's only Reuven.
By the way, I guess it's stronger to say he's still alive than to say he died the last possible time. Because you see, we don't say it's Reuven, and Adarav, he died at the latest possible time, and it's Taka Reuven. Like, we'd rather, since we have a Cheskes Chai, we'd rather let it, like it slows to its strongest point. The strongest point is that Reuven is still alive.
No,
I'm talking about the Beis Shmuel's terrace in the Taz's Kasha. Why don't you go by the Cheskes Chai and say it's Reuven? It's within 3 days.
The
teretz is, because there's a Cheskes Chai. There's a stronger Cheskes Chai.
It has to be a Safek. Well, the din is Safek Raisa, Chumra, or Safek Rabbanu Lakula. That's the din. The Taz of the Kasha on the din.
Right.
Now I'm
talking to Beis Shmuel's parents. Beis Shmuel's parents, that there's two series of Cheskes Chais.
So there's a Safek. Right. Okay, right. No, so not the one Chazak is stronger, there's a Safek.
I'm explaining why by Reuven you don't also say he died at the last possible time and this is Reuven. Why don't you say that? That's like the normal thing to say. Teretz is we have a better Cheskes Chai to say for Reuven. He's still alive. We don't know that, close mind, you don't know that Reuven died. If you know that Reuven died, and you want to know if he died 3 days ago or now, you talk about when he died. You have a Cheskes Chai. But here, we don't know it's Reuven yet. If we knew it was Reuven, we wouldn't have a problem. We don't know it's Reuven. So the Cheskes Chai of Reuven tells us this is not Reuven.
Unless we know it's Cheskes.
Whatever the case is, it's when 3 days makes a difference. Uludidile kasha midi, the night of Uzus kasha, which he took to mean that it's a stira dika chazakis. Like kasha midi, the vada filo hecha da chazakis managu zu zu, buki kol chad vachad, because kosa horishona. Yeah, as the Mahur become a Chamech B'Shas, Chamech B'Shnei Shvilen, Nechatonim Nechator, Bochum B'Shnei, Chol Chad V'Chad, Bukalei B'Cheskes, Tairo, B'Shneim Tairo, Nabagid, Bochum B'Nag, Zuluzu, B'Shneim B'Shnei Kiteyedim, Amashu Shuzer Zeh, Aluk Abdu Kasach, Azvada Yitzure, Chomu Yom Kos Kasu Kas, Boa B'Fiyatsum, Yidun, Yishun Bukhi Kol Kasu Kas, B'Cheskes Kasus, Aber gab der Cheskes Kashrus mit Ruh, Nagdu, Zuluzu. Okay, nu hat er noch, und noch gewohnt mit Cheskes Chai die Dei, bis viel Ha'acher, she Yesu gab kein Cheskes Chai, und wir praten also auch, dass er noch mal beschmeiß, ein oder von einu, so to speak, may not have done it all. So I think it will give away the Cheskis Chai. This guy has a Cheskis Chai. I don't know how serious he is in a Madonna Lola, because that would be a Cheskis Chai for Ruvain, as you pointed out, to suffer. But it just means a lot of this Chazokos Menagu Zulu Zulu. It will be done right now.
This is what I meant by the field of it's a compelling logic or reality. Because one minute ago, we just said the guy who's dead was obviously alive. So that's compelling logic or reality. Now we're saying, a minute later, without even pausing or blinking, that these guys, there's got a mace on one of these two spheres. And one person on this field and one person on that field. They're both powerful. And you give me the eye and you tell me that's 100% logical and compelling,
yes,
and reality.
Because the psak that you give is not a spirit to reality.
How can they both? But one would understand.
When you have to paskin both at once, the reason that is because they hold, even if they come at once, it's still two different psakim. The fact that the shaman is not a difference. You definitely can't give a psak that's against reality.
So when the second psak comes, how is it not against reality?
You're just being obstinate.
No, I'm not. I'm not really.
I'll give you an example of a psak.
I'll give you an example of a psak that's
against reality. Okay? The Gemara says that Adam saw two Nazirim standing around him. They saw that one of them became Tomei. So you can't pass them, but they're both Vadai Tohor. I don't remember the exact case. But there is a case where you can't pass them against reality. The reason here, you're asking good, but the answer is that each sock in totality is against reality. You're right. I can't argue with that. But you can't postulate against reality. You can have a situation where because of the nature of a din, so you can end up with a steer in reality. But that's okay. What can't be against reality is a psak did. You can't postulate against reality. You can't postulate someone's alive if he's dead. You can't postulate someone's dead if he's alive. Right? Bahurak Baraglo, 2-8 and tell you he died, you can't postulate he's dead. You can't postulate against reality. You could postulate sokim that are a contradiction to reality. Psak is not a
contradiction to another psak.
What?
It's a contradiction to another psak.
Sorry?
It's a contradiction to another psak. It's not a contradiction to reality.
It's not contradiction.
Yeah, right. That's the nature of a legal system. You're not postulating both at once. So you're postulating this story, you're postulating that story. You're right. We know that one of the psakim is wrong. There's nothing we can do about that. We have no right to pick and choose. We know it's not a bad day. We know we're not postulating reality. We know we're postulating a chazaka. Put it in the cheskus.
Doesn't he say it's more? Because when we're dealing with a chazaka, basically we're just like not moving from what it is. We change the guy's status.
Right. Okay. Ella Shani Omer. Duadin, this Maitre says, Ella Shaniyami Duadin Bishtegnos Mishoko Balein Mandina Sayom. Rumble Aiden Mays Baila Shalachas, Mehen Veni Adem Baila Shalzu or Shalzu. The Shneim Havalu Vade Becheskos Eishus Ish. Mishun Demuki Baila Shalachas, Mehen Becheskos Chai. Chmoy Bishen, Chmoy Bishnei Shilat. Why does he have to say Cheskos Chai? What's wrong with the Cheskos Eishus Ish?
Advantage.
She said, "Cheskos Eishus Ish." Afilu bo lishu bo basachas the mishnei shulin tomei in the level of chumra. Abu ben atoyu in the chalak ben bo lishu bo basachas like zeh chazeh. Or local armin of mishu bo lishu bo basachas.
Who's the one to answer that question that Bob asked? Why didn't take us the time?
Yeah.
You want to say, because we've got to go to the Hadaka, I suppose, to the storage of the sun.
He's right. He's thinking of the Cheskos, the Hadaka of the Mikvah, versus the Cheskos Tumah of the Kli, of the title of the Mikvah.
Right.
And we know that the Makor Shai was the Mikvah, not the thing.
That was right.
Very good. Getting ready for the Schmeitzer seal. The fees there, says the Schmeitzer. I feel the name of the Chashash, Shema Topach, Lachashloish, and Element of Rabbanon, is not a riddle, the Topach of Yesh Lesser, the Topach of Shloish. The Topach of Chazok, the Amina, the Topach of Rabbanon, the Hokel. Welcome, the Chesm is Chayla Ruvain, the Topach of Yeshua. Well, the Shmuel, even the Shmuel, has. Well, mixed up. Also, says to Chayla Ruben that he's alive. You mean that he's alive? Oh, now the Chaim is saying it's not steering Chazakas. How could that's a stronger Chazaka? He has a Cheskos Chai. He's saying you have to be, why is that a Mishmul? I'm Cheskos Eishasish. I don't know, he seems to be saying now, he's a Cheskos Isser. You don't even call a Kula.
Putting together the two of the
things. Yeah, but I'm saying he's talking about the Cheskos Chai of Ruvain. Basically, he's not looking at it as a Chazaka. He's saying it's not a Suffolk. You have a Cheskos Chai of Ruvain. Apparently that became the strong Chazaka somewhere.
Because he added in the two different one appearance of the Cheskos Chish. So he uses that Teruah plus the Teruah of the
two against one.
Yeah, he added into that Teruah. I think so. I don't
know. So when you have the Cheskos Chai against the other guy.
Yeah.
Then I can see how each one would be equal. But if you have the Cheskos Chai of Reuven against the Cheskos Chai of the cadaver, clearly the Cheskos Chai of Reuven is superior. It doesn't have a reusage. The Cheskos Chai of the cadaver has a reusage. They're defined.
But the problem is once you talk about a Cheskos Chai of the cadaver, then it becomes Reuven. So then you say he died within 3 days.
Oh. You have the Cheskos Chai of the cadaver. It tells you only the value. The cadaver, Cheskos Chai says, die within 3 days. But that chazaka has a reusa, because that's a chazaka with a that where the guy's dead. So you have a chazaka to hashta chazaka mikor. That's when you're looking at the cadaver. Cheskos Chai tells you die within 3 days, but it's a chazaka with a reusa. Cheskos Chai of Ruvain. You're looking at Ruvain. Ruvain has Cheskos Chai. We don't know where he is.
We'd rather say he's alive.
You have a Cheskos Chai with Adam Reusa. Ruvain has a Cheskos Chai with Adam Reusa. The cadaver has a Cheskos Chai with Adam Reusa.
He's saying now that the Cheskos Chai, what he attacked him before for saying, the Shmaitz is saying now. But he's saying the Shmaitz is not saying that now. He's just saying it's two against one, Chazaka. That's what I said before, that the Cheskos Chai of Ruvain, that he's alive and kicking, is like a stronger Chazaka than when the cadaver died. Stronger. See, he attacked me for saying that. I said, you know something, you're right. So it's a chazaka against a chazaka, that's why it's a suffix. Now I see in the last few lines, the Shmaitzer wakes up and says, it's not even a suffix. It's a Cheskos Chai of Ruvain. That's it. Okay.
But the aid is not a regular?
The aid? That he's saying it's Ruvain? No, because he's totally under 3 days. If it's not 3 days, fine. If it's 3 days, we disregard what he says.
But if it's a reyesa, maybe it's all one thing. The reyesa, it's only not in 3 days because it's not a reyesa. The reyesa, maybe it's considered in...
What reyesa are you referring to?
It's the guy saying this is Ruvain. It's all one big thing.
You're saying
Pesach
is three suggesting three that saying it's Ruvain should be like a riot happened within 3 days.
Oh.
We don't say that. We say that he's making a mistake. because it's more than 3 days. We don't know if it's 3 days or not.